Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Fair terms in consumer contracts regulations. As a result, banks will be able to keep charging customers each time they exceed their overdraft limit or have a payment rejected. Justin, consumer groups have described this as a black day for account holders. But is it really?
Well, I guess if you're one of those account holders who's hoping to claim back supposedly unfair charges, and yes, it is a black day because, you know, they could have perhaps got tens of pounds or even hundreds of pounds as reclaimed via compensation. But if you're one of those customers who actually rarely strays beyond their overdraft limit, unauthorised overdraft limit, then actually it's probably good news in disguise, because it means that the banks don't have to now claw back all the money they would have had to forego had they had to cut their overdraft fees via other, I'm sure, ingenious ways they would have come up with.
And I suppose for all of those listeners who have behaved in a responsible manner, not gone overdrawn without permission, you know, not written checks or made payments on money that they didn't have, this is in some ways a sort of, you know, vindication of their good behaviour, because it's quite galling to see those who have, let's face it, been irresponsible with their borrowing, get their money back.
It is. I mean, I think no one would argue with someone perhaps who once in a blue moon strays a few pence over their overdraft limit and gets clobbered with a £39 fee. I mean, that blatantly is unfair. And obviously in that boat, I think people would be very, very aggrieved that the Office of Fair Training didn't, you know, win the verdict this week. But for someone who doesn't do that, then yes, it is quite soul-destroying really to see people blatantly flaunt their limits on a regular basis. Obviously, yes, sometimes incur unfair charges, but sometimes actually the charges aren't that high and really not a big enough deterrent in many ways to stop people doing that as serial offenders. And that's a big problem, because as a nation, we've got loads of debt, you know, not just the government, but on a personal level. And there's over £1.5 trillion of collective personal debt. And for households that have unsecured borrowing, that's not a mortgage, but just typically loans and credit cards, the average is over £21,000, you know, which is horrific. And so, for many people, yes, they do regularly stray over those limits. Maybe they do pay the price via high charges, but it doesn't seem to be deterring them. And that's a really big problem.